We are about to start Simin Reish Yud Zayin. We're up to Sif Aleph, and that's what we'll be doing. Hanichnas lachanuso shel bosim sheyesh bo minei besamim. Someone walks into a spice shop that has all different kinds of besamim. Mavarach borei minei besamim. He makes one bracha borei minei besamim. Now, why does he make a bracha borei minei besamim and not separate brachas? We learned that you should make an aspe, an ispe, and minei on each of the different kinds. The answer is because they're all there and he's smelling them all at the same time. When you have besamim that you cannot smell, you've got to lift them up to smell them. So there we say, lift up separate ones and make separate brachas. But when you walk into a shop and you're smelling everything at once, what you do is you make a borei minei besamim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that in Sif Beis we're going to learn that the only time you make a bracha of borei minei besamim by just smelling something is by besamim that are omid l'reach. The question is, why are these besamim omid l'reach? These besamim are made for sale. The answer is that part of the way he sells his besamim is by people passing by and smelling them. In fact, he's going to leave his besamim uncovered so that people are going to smell the besamim and they'll be tempted to buy them. Therefore, we call them being made for smelling. That being the case, what will be the halacha if you're dealing with a spice manufacturer who's got the spices sitting there because he's working on them, but that's not where he sells? The shop is somewhere else, and you're smelling them in his factory. You're smelling them in his warehouse. The halacha is that there it's not omid l'reach, and there you couldn't make a bracha on it. The Bir Halacha brings down the issue of someone that walks into a shop that sells besamim for refuah. When we're dealing with, I guess in those days it was a pharmacy. Today it may be more of a health shop. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so there people don't buy anything that they don't really need. You only buy something if you need a refuah, and if you need a refuah, you buy it, whether it smells good or not. So he says, nevertheless, they're called made for besamim because he wants everyone far and near to be aware of the fact that there's a pharmacy here, that there's a shop that sells these things, that they're going to easily find it. Certainly, if you're dealing with a health shop where they sell things that aren't necessarily dealing with disease, and they want you to buy it because it does smell good as well. Further, what happens if someone walks into a spice shop and he has no kavanah to smell it, but he smells it memela? Do you make a bracha on a fragrance that you smell memela or not? So lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he holds la halacha that so long as they were made for smelling, anything that was made to be there so that people would smell it, even without kavana, you make a borei minei besamim. You're allowed to make a bracha on it. Further, one more thing the Mishnah Berurah brings up. How about the shopkeeper himself, the spice man? He brings a daya that klape him, it's not made for smelling. For him, it's made for schora, for parnasa. Some hold that he can't make a bracha on his own besamim because for him, they're not omid l'reach, they're omid for sale, unless he actually smells them for the sake of smelling them. But if he memela smells them, he would not have to make a bracha. Further in the Mechaber, Yoshev Sham Kol Hayom, a man spends his whole day in a spice shop, Eina Mavarech Ala Achas. He will only make a bracha once. Nichnas V'yotzei, Mavarech Al Kol Pam. It means every time you leave, you have to make a new bracha. V'davke Shelo Hayodat Olachsar, Aval Hayodat Olachsar Lo Yivarech. If he had in mind to leave, a shinui mokum with the das to come back again will not be mechayev a new bracha when it comes to borei minei mezonos. Now, dato lachsor, the Mishnah Berurah says right away, but let's say it was dato lachsor after a couple of hours, after a long time, then that wouldn't work. Now, this is all besamim that are made lahariach in their state. In the case of besamim that are not made lahariach in their state, meaning what they're made for is for you to lift it up and smell it. They're not sitting there in order to provide reach. They're sitting there in order that when you feel like it, you're going to lift it up and you're going to smell it. So there, the halacha is, if you're mesir das from it, you have to make another bracha. If in between the times that you lift it to smell, you were mesir das, you completely forgot about it, there you have to make another bracha. As opposed to some that are sitting in the room, they're exposed and they're molded reach, there you don't have to make a new bracha until you actually leave, not with the das of not coming back. In the case where you lifted a psalm and put it down, lifted and put it down, and now you walk outside, you go daven, you go do business, there the halach is when you go lift it up a second time, of course you're going to have to make an additional bracha.